Let's get ready for the campaign of all campaigns. Help me elect Kenny Hodges as the next local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union Local 304. Let's get excited about the campaign. Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. Oh, it's not going to be like any other presidency you've seen before. Let's get ready for the podcast. Hey, good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, and as I love to say, presidential candidate for local president for National Postal Mail Handlers Union Local 304, and I'm very excited right now. I've got confirmation. I had to be out of town on Saturday, so I didn't get a chance to make the nomination meeting, but I got confirmation that nominations that were submitted were received via mail, and I am on the ballot as candidate for local president. And yes, I've got what we call in Jersey the Gladdy Glads. Listen, folks, this being my first podcast, as right now, this real official, as far as this presidency election goes, I'm going to start it off just to let you know how different we're going to be. Here's my first podcast as I am an official candidate for local president. Let's talk about how we're going to party. Listen to me. I'm just giving you a small sample of how different it's going to be in Local 304 under the leadership and direction of Kenneth Hodges. Now, listen, I hear you talking on the floor, and people talk to me that talk to you, and a lot of you wonder what happens to the money you pay, what is known as union dues. That's $28 a pay period. So 28 times 26 pay periods, that's $728. Now, outside of the need to belong, well, what else is that union money getting for the member? Now, first of all, I'm not going to even attempt to minimize that. But there's a certain amount after the national divvies it up. This money that comes back to the locals, that should be spent on the locals. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the funds that I'm talking about. Those are the funds that, as president, I'll have access to in Local 304. And let me tell you something. I'm going to be very gratuitous with doing events for our members. I want our members to see that in addition to arbitrating cases, which is going to be something that Local 304 is going to do with a little more consistency or regularity. But a lot of that money is coming back to the branches, or when I come on my visits, I'm bringing gifts. I'm going to continue to show the members I appreciate you, because your dues, your union dues, make this whole thing happen. The only way the National Postal Mail Handlers Union gets any money is from union dues. So I'm going to give back to the member as often and as consistent as humanly possible. I want to bring such a atmosphere of energy in this local. We're going to have bus trips sponsored by Local 304, your union. One thing that I'm going to do, I'm going to meet with the APW, and I'm going to convince them to share with me the plans that they have in place for that kick ass Christmas party they have every year. And let me tell you something, folks. Columbus, Ohio, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because APW and that building, we're only talking about the entertainment purposes right now. Yeah, they rock. They rock like we should rock, but we're going to rock like that. I'm going to put money back into the member. You know, we're going to have local functions, local sponsored functions outside of what the branches do once a year. There will be funds set aside for places to have union meetings. And at every meeting, the local will provide refreshments. I want to make it enticing. I want to motivate members to come to this meeting. It's not going to be, we've got a union meeting. It's going to be, oh, next month is the union meeting. It's about changing perceptions and changing attitudes. Now is a perfect time. In fact, now is the time for all mail handlers to rally to the aid of Kenny Hodge. But I'm going to tell you right now, yeah, we're going to spend a little money. I'm going to spend money on the members. When the local president comes to your office for that two-day visit, there's probably going to be some gifts or some raffles taking place. And listen to me. This is not campaign rhetoric. Once I'm in office, it's going to be a couple of weeks of let's get used to the new president. And then the assimilation process is going to kick in and everybody's going to understand that, wow, Ken Hodge is really here for the member. He came to our office last week and our union gave away some electronics with the local 304 emblem on it or something of that nature. I want to say Walkman, but I'm not going to say Walkman. I'm fighting it. But this is the kind of atmosphere Local 304 is going to be surrounded by with Kenny Hodge as your president. We're going to take care of business, and we're going to take care of business. Hey, I am a president for the people. And listen, this is my first podcast since it's official that I'm going to be a candidate for presidency. And what am I talking about? How we're going to party and how the union is going to give back. First thing I'm going to do to give back to the member, not first thing, but one thing. I'm going to have a committee in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. 3-year term. Each year, we're going to have a major Christmas party in the states that I represent, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. That you can take to the bank. My name is Kenneth Hodge, and I have a passion for union leadership. Support Kenneth Hodge and the platform, A President with Presence. I guarantee that'll be one vote that you will never regret making.